It's the last month of 2020, and my gosh, aren't we glad to rid ourselves of this difficult and strange year. I, for one, am going into 2021 with hope and optimism. To be honest, that's the way I go into every year, even 2020, and it just takes a couple of months to realize how awful it might truly be. But till then, positivity is what I got. Don't knock it till you try it. Which is why this mixtape is called Positive. It's funny, I actually looked for the exact dictionary definition of positive, and I got this, a quote. Positive is defined as good or looking towards the good side of things, showing certainty, showing the presence of an illness or substance, like testing positive, you know what I mean. It also means more than zero or charged with positive electricity. An example of something positive is a good attitude. An example of someone positive is a motivational speaker. So today, I would like to take on the role of May the Motivational Speaker. Gosh, I'm already tired just saying that. But I do have one particularly positive thing to tell you. I got some good music for you on this mixtape. Now, the first song on my positive mixtape is by Hindi pop artist Siddhant Mishra with his song, Rute Hue. The song was written, composed, performed, and produced by Siddhant himself. Telling me more about the origin story of this track, here is Siddhant Mishra.
I was supposed to get married in June, which due to the ongoing pandemic had to be postponed. One night, talking to my fiancé, I realized one of the sweetest things about being in love is the very simple assurance of being there for each other that we give our loved ones, no matter the distance that keeps us apart. Main paas hi to hoon is a phrase each and every one of us has said to our better half. I was sitting with my guitar after the call and I started noodling on it and came up with the intro riff. The lyrics followed almost instantly as I felt the song should really be more of a conversation. When you're away from someone you love, even though you might not know for sure about what tomorrow holds, you always try and be there for your partner. Remember them in every small thing you do throughout the day. Reflect back to your memories together. You're never really alone. Rute Hue is all about this feeling and this assurance. Once the basic structure was ready, I recorded it in my bedroom studio. Using a very old and partly cracked guitar, luckily the rustic sound really helped with the vibe of the song. I hope you all connect with the song and it brings a smile to your face as it makes you remember your loved one. Rute hue ho kyun? Main paas hi to hoon. Rute hue ho kyun? Main paas hi to hoon. Meri awaaz mein dhoond lena mujhko tum. Khamoshi mein bhi main milunga. Khwabon mein apne dekh lena meri raahein. Tumhi tak main lautunga. Main saath hi to hoon.
Tumhi tak
That was Siddhant Mishra with Roote Hue. Now, if you do enjoy the podcast and want to show us some love, please do subscribe, rate, and review Made in India on any podcast platform you use. It helps people find the show. Channeling those vibrations on our positive mixtape is Hindi singer-songwriter Shachi Pathak, who hails from Gwalior. She released her EP Mantarang about 3-4 months ago. The concept behind this EP is to somehow capture a dream world through her music, where her songs represent those in love and how they're feeling right now as the lockdown has amplified the pain of everything around us. My fave song was Ratiya, and elaborating on what it means and how it came together, here's Shachi herself.
So what inspired the song the most was the first nationwide lockdown, which is when I actually wrote it. And just the fact that so many people are unable to meet each other. And I think, yeah, that was it. I usually start by writing the first phrase that comes to my head. And for this one, it was Kaate na kate ye din aur raat, kaise bite ye ratiya. And then I just eventually wrote the entire song in and around that phrase. So the song is a gender-neutral song. It's about any person who's very confident and unapologetically romantic. This person has dreams and desires with their loved ones. But it's all, he or she is also kind of sad because of this unforeseen, unsolicited, unfair distance that has suddenly come up between the two people. And I found the perfect track that fits the emotions and the feeling of it. And got it mixed and mastered, and boom, the song was ready. I hope you guys enjoy it.
That was Ratiya by Shachi Pathak. Giving you double on this positive mixtape, I have a buy one, get one free offer on a fine gent whose album blew me away when I first heard it. It was something that stood out from so much that I listened to on a regular basis. I'm talking about musician and writer Akhil Srivatsan, based in Dubai and Bombay. He's been making music since 2014, and in the last 2 years has been working on releasing new music, and this year, he put out his album, My People Are. According to him, there were three things that changed him and his worldview. Number one, witnessing India's communal strife worsening and his struggle to voice his own view on it. Two, he was with someone from a different race and was anxious about that in relation to the politics in India. Three, his anxiety getting consistently worse and in turn feeling suffocated and unable to express his innermost feelings. Let's actually listen to Akhil telling you about how the album came together.
All the songs on my album, My People Are, are kind of inspired by a sense of anxiety, both on a personal level and also about society in general, quote unquote, you know, where are we going as a people sort of way. And the purpose of the whole album, My People Are, is to kind of deal with that sense of anxiety and helplessness, but also give it a sheen of catharsis. So thematically, that's the inspiration for the song and the album. From a musical perspective, the inspiration of the album is downtempo, electronica, and in many parts, Indian classical music. I hope you enjoy the song.
Thanks so much, Akhil. So as I mentioned before, I have two songs from his album. One of them is the last song called Sinners. But first, here's Akhil Srivatsan with Old.
Thank you.
That was Akhil Srivatsan with Sinners. Next, taking the positivity up a notch is a classic rock act from Bhopal, and I kid you not, they're called Apricot. The song I've got for you is their first track from their 2019 album called Matlabi Jahan. The song is called Raat. According to the band, it's a song they composed and then kind of forgot about for a long time and then came back to it, and voila, a new song was ready to go. So here are Apricot with Raat.
Thank you.
That was Raat by Apricot, keeping out those negative vibrations and bringing a soft breeze of positivity. Let this mixtape be your equivalent of a self-care Sunday. Also, if you like what you hear and want to say hello, do find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's Made in India, M-A-E-D. We always love when you drop by. Up next, I have pop singer-songwriter Zoe Siddharth, who was one of the finalists on season 3 of This Stage, and in September this year, she released her debut single called Human. Here's Zoe telling us more.
I've actually been sitting on the song for about 2 years now. I wrote it right after The Stage, and it actually was inspired because a friend of mine in a conversation had said the line, "You make me human." And I was like, wow, that is such a powerful line. I have to write something on it. And immediately I asked myself this question, you know, when was the last time that I appreciated my friends or family outwardly to them, or tell them that I love them, or I thank them for all the small or big gestures that they did for me? And I couldn't remember the last time I did. I was just like, why? So I sat down 30 minutes and this song just flowed out of me. It's like it wanted to come out into this form. The reason why human plays a big factor is because what are the qualities that make us human? It is feelings, emotion, empathy. It's just a gentle reminder to kind of tell everyone to appreciate the ones that we take for granted. And I hope that it kind of resonates with everyone as well.
Comes a time when things just don't go right. You can't sleep through the night. There comes a point when you just wanna close your eyes and visualize something better than before. I wanna feel and see my heart, but at the right place and at the right time. Bunch of fools say minds slow, but then suddenly drawn in. Suddenly we laughed and we learned about each other's whole world. You make me human, human once again. You make me human. To keep you sane, yeah. There comes a point when you just need someone there to smile and help you forget. Now I'm better than before. I wanna feel and see more, but at the right place and at the right time. But your fools say minds slow, but then suddenly drawing in. Suddenly we laughed and we learned about each other's whole world. You make me human.
That was Zoe Siddharth with Human. The next song is definitely one that is a great ambassador for positive on this mixtape, and it's by electronic music producer and composer Gautam Rao. It's an instrumental track called Cope with Change, and telling us more about the song, let's take a listen to Gautam Rao.
I first produced the beat on a sampler machine, then exported that to another DAW where I wrote the hook line, re-recorded all the sound effects, called a friend of mine and got it mixed. And that's how I had the track. The track is about just a positive feeling when things go wrong and then it's not in your control. And it's absolutely fine to sit back, relax, and take a moment to thank all those wonderful things you have and then keep moving forward no matter what. You will cope with change.
And that was Gautam Rao with his song Cope with Change. Last but not least for our positive playlist, a song that kind of gets my state of mind, I think. It's by Chennai alternative neo-soul band Blurple. The song is called Time's Not Normal, and for sure in 2020, time's definitely not normal. I'm just saying. Taking us through the origin story of the track, here's Ishan Shinde from Blurple.
Time's Not Normal is an existential song which questions the way we do things and the relevance of materialistic things to our happiness. I wrote the song in exactly 15 minutes at a point in my life when both our guitarist Amin and me were experiencing something pretty similar in our own lives. So it was extremely topical for us and easy to relate to. And hopefully you can find something within the song that makes you feel better about a weird phase you might be going through as well.
Thanks so much, Ishan. I now leave you with this final song. Here is Blurple with Time's Not Normal.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a